building your foundation, not trying to go for a dollar amount, but trusting your intuition like everything in life, and not letting others or the world try to influence you in your decisions.
Family life is essential. Jim and I are on a mission to help you live the best one. You'll hear personal stories from thought leaders of strengths and struggles with proven strategies to help you make the most of your 18 summers. I'm your co-host, Jamie Shields.
Hello, 18 Summers Tribe. It's just Jamie here today with the incredible Daniel White. Great to see you.
So awesome to see you, Jamie.
Now, Daniel, I should have thought about this before we started recording, but we've been working with you. Well, we've been knowing and loving you for a number of years.
Yeah.
But we've been working with you as well for the last maybe 2 years. So it's been beautiful to know you as a friend and then also energetically connecting for healing and forward movement in our life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So Daniel, how about you tell us a little bit about kind of where you came into this idea of the financial freedom system. So you are grounded and rooted in energy and how energy affects space, a place, a person, mm-hmm. and how to remove things that we don't want. Is that correct?
Exactly. And align our energy space for what we do want, making mm-hmm. sure our whole environment and our consciousness is focused on where we're going in the future. So it's both removing and preparing.
Oh, yeah. Great distinction. Yeah. You can't just take it away and leave a big hole, right?
No. Well, I just like it because you can have this beautiful place, but if things are in your environment that fit you in the present, but not your future, it's not going to help you to move forward. So we want to remove everything that was maybe great for now, but it doesn't help for the future out of your space so that you can fly. Towards goals, yeah.
And
so how this came about was, you know, I've been in business for 30 years now, and when it hit my fifth year, I was so excited because I made 5 years and I was still in business mm-hmm. and in such an esoterical, different sort of environment, industry. However, I had so much debt because I'd invested so much money in marketing, trying to build a business, everything. And I was like, this is great to make 5 years, but I've got to fix my money issues. Right? Got to get this sorted. So that's when I started, and I spent about a month like thinking of these great ideas of how I could expand the business, but it would cost more money, right? It's like more investment. I said, there's got to be another way. And so I started praying on it very close to God. I talk every day to God. And I was like, okay, God, help me out here. What can I do? And what I saw immediately was, put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you help others, right? The drill they give you on the airline. And every time I fly, you see the same drill. And I was like, huh? And then I realized I've been paying everybody else first and not myself. So I thought, oh, okay, what if I pay myself, which was really a scary concept, right? To pay myself first before I pay all my bills. But I thought maybe there's an easier way to build up the energy over time. So that the whole point was not just to have the money, but to transform my deeper subconscious, unconscious beliefs around why I got into the situation. I didn't want to have it in the future. So I started searching and praying more, and I got this idea of creating, I called it a foundation account, where I'd deposit some money in one bank account every week, and it was Monday morning to really start the week off. And I think I started really like, it was like $35 to start for a week. But the funny thing was I didn't have $35 in my wallet, and I wasn't going to go to the ATM and pull the money out because that just like taking some Peter to pay Paul. So I searched the whole house. I had coins and dollar notes and everything. I pulled from my car, from everywhere. And I finally got enough. So I walked down to the bank on Monday morning to open the account, and I was shaking. I was like, this must be so deep, because I'm having a physiological reaction to this process. So I'm shaking, and I handed the bag of money over to the lady. She counted it and then put it in the deposit. And when she gave me the, back in those days, it was like a deposit book, right? She gave it back to me, and I read it on the first line. I felt this peace wash over me. Mm-hmm. I thought, it's only $35. How can it have that much effect? But it was something about starting the process. And this is really cool. I walk out of the bank, And sitting on the pavement was a $20 note.
And that's so neat.
I'm like, what? And I'm looking down the street. There's no one on the street. It's like, okay, that's a sign. Keep going forward. Mm-hmm. That's how it all began.
Oh, that's so neat. And I want to revisit something you said real quick, because I think it's an important foundational thing for when we're speaking about something like energy or esoteric work, which seems oftentimes foreign or a disconnect to the idea of God, right? And I love that you started this conversation with prayer and communicating like, oh, I have a very close relationship with God. I pray for my guidance. And I'm the same. I'm very much in the spiritual realm. And I think that the most complicated thing is when people think that means that you're disconnected from source, disconnected from God, and you're disconnected from this belief system, because they think, oh, there's no way those two things go side by side. But man, God is ultimate energy, love, source, protection, guidance, freedom. You know, I mean, everything that we need, right? Mm-hmm. And so to think that these special gifts or discernments come from anywhere else is really interesting. Yeah. I love that discernment.
And the biggest thing about my unique ability is helping people to tap into their intuition and to follow the intuition. And your intuition, I mean, everyone has it, but most people don't listen to it, and then they kick themselves for not listening to it, right?
Yeah.
Your intuition is God talking to you. We pray to God and God answers back through our intuition. God wants us to have a great life. So the more we follow our intuition, life flows. Mm. And that's the whole thing. And just like the money account, the foundation account, which is described in the book, just like baby steps, when a baby starts, eventually it gets the strength to roll over on its side, and eventually gets the strength to get on up, and then eventually to crawl, and then to lift, to stand, then to walk. It's a process of building that foundation in their body. It's the same thing with the financial freedom system. It's like building your foundation, just like a baby growing. Baby doesn't grow, get born, and suddenly they're walking and off to school. There's a process of growth. And by doing that, building that energy up, they can get to the standing and the walking and then eventually running. And then you got to chase them down. So it's like the whole thing about building up your foundation, build up that strength. And it's the same with your intuition. When you talk to God and you keep talking, eventually you start to hear your intuition. And as you build your foundation account, the byproduct of that is you get closer to your intuition, because there's a lot of training through the process to build your intuition up. So it's a teamwork with God, with the money. Mm-hmm. So you're building up your foundation with your intuition and your money, and then you trust more and more your intuition and less the mind or other people influencing you, because you built this strength in yourself with your finances. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's so powerful. And now when you're relating to money energetically, what we focus on grows, right? So it's the same way as you're saying, we're building that relationship with God or within our intuition. A lot of successful entrepreneurs I know hate to look at their finances, or they don't take the time to look at them because they're afraid, right? Entrepreneurship is a wild ride. Yeah. And even Jim's relationship with money was like one that he inherited from his dad, which we can talk about as well. I know that you speak a lot about inheriting that money mindfulness. And so Jim's money mindfulness was, don't look at it, don't talk about it, be afraid of it. It controls you. I mean, it was really this thought process, and he wouldn't mind me sharing that. He shared it before as well. But so it made things difficult for him. And I always felt as though that energy stayed stuck, and it kept me in a different pattern because I wasn't able to communicate about the finances, and he wasn't able to receive what I really felt was the flow.
Money is just a tool for operating on the planet. That's how we transact with each other. It's an exchange of energy. That's it. There's nothing more. But people put all this energy on top of it, which causes all this stress and this avoidance. And if you think of it as a tool in your life, it takes a lot of pressure off you that has been charged with. So, yeah, it's just a tool.
Yeah. And now, how can we change that from either not abandoning it, but also not sending it negative energy? Like, how do we shift from, oh my gosh, I'm afraid of it, it might hurt me, it can cause like all these negative things? How, because that's attention too. Even if we're like, oh, I don't want to go broke, we're focusing on going broke, right?
Yeah, exactly. So if someone is definitely in this situation by building the foundation account, following the system in the book, and you just focus on a little part of money, as you build your strength inside, you get stronger and stronger. You get the confidence to be able to look at those issues or look at those money blockages that you might have. And I'm building a program online, and we actually do sessions where I'm clearing money blocks as well through the year, which is pretty exciting for a lot of people. But just by doing the process and building up your foundation with money, some of those just disappear. You look at them, oh, that's not an issue anymore.
Yeah. Because
suddenly you feel an inner confidence in yourself because you're building your own foundation. You're not relying on others. It's like I had one client who his money sent to him. He inherited a lot of money and he wanted to sell the company, the family company, to invest in another business. And it was great, but he had all his own issues. So it wasn't his money that he was getting. It was not money that he created. And by building a foundation account, no matter how much money you have, you start getting stronger so that you can make correct decisions. He ended up making a bad decision and lost the whole inheritance, which was such a tragedy. But it was so clear to me that he didn't have the energy, strength. He didn't have the foundation in himself to be able to discern, is this a good decision or not? And that's what the results come when you do the process. You build that strength in yourself that you can make better decisions. You can hear your intuition clearer, which is really cool.
That's neat. Now, Daniel, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's 7 steps. Is that right?
Yes.
7. Okay. And now what are some best practices that we could use out of these 7 steps that we could share with families, like some top takeaways that would be helpful starting today?
Hey there, friends. Let's talk about what really matters in life: money, freedom, and family. You know, the things that keep us going, but occasionally drive us crazy as well. Now imagine if you could have all three at once. Crazy, right? To think that? But it's possible with mine and Jamie's passive income playbook. It's the perfect blueprint for creating a build-to-rent passive income generating real estate portfolio that gives you and your family the freedom and passive income that you deserve. Now, I'm not just talking about some small change here. We're talking about real tangible income that will allow you to never miss that family event, that ball game, or the vacation ever again. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, but investing in real estate is so hard and time consuming. But fear not, my friend. The Passive Income Playbook makes it easy and very straightforward, step by step. So why not visit jjplaybook.com today and schedule a conversation with one of our sales counselors and download your own copy. Trust me, it'll be the best investment you make this year. Besides, maybe you get that feeling that you're going to buy back your time and also create a legendary family life. Because let's be honest, what's better than financial freedom and quality family time? Not much, except maybe that peace of mind that comes when you know you'll never have to choose between work and family again. So go ahead, make the investment and prioritize what truly matters in life. Your family will thank you. One more time, go ahead and visit jjplaybook.com.
Biggest thing is people always ask me, can I do my foundation account for the whole family, like the father or the mother wants to do it for the whole family? And I found yes, but it's stronger if each individual does it, because then the collective energy helps the whole family to grow.
So
that's really good. And I learned that through businesses, but the leader of the company would do it, and it would have some effect on the team. But when his leadership team would also do their own foundation accounts, the company exploded, because suddenly everyone was bringing this consciousness of positive growth into the energy of the company, and it grew. And then when we transfer that to families, it's the same result. Like I have one client who was doing really well. One of the biggest byproducts of this process is your stress goes away. And so he built it up over a couple of years. And he was so excited because he had no stress. And he calls me one day and says, I haven't touched the money. It's still there in the account, yet I feel stress. And he got to a point where he felt so happy he didn't need to do it anymore. So it was like, great. And then, but I feel so much stress, and I'm looking and I'm like, there's something wrong. Anyway, we found out his wife was pregnant. He didn't know. And she didn't know. And then that was the intuition was guiding, you don't have enough in this foundation for the expansion of the family. So he started up again until the stress disappeared, and then it was gone. So the biggest takeaways is consistency, building your foundation, not trying to go for a dollar amount, but trusting your intuition, like everything in life, and not letting others or the world try to influence you in your decisions. And that consistency of this deposit every week. One guy, he was telling me he was out buying a shirt and his intuition told him, you haven't done your financial account. You haven't done the deposit this week. So he stopped the transaction. He was really excited about the shirt. He went to the bank, did the deposit, came back, looked at the shirt, and he says, I don't want this. It was a trick. So when you build your foundation, those influences from the external world don't have the power over you anymore. And that's the big takeaway.
Yeah. And I feel like that's so transferable to so many other examples. Everything from relationships to self-confidence to meditation to working out. I mean, it's all the same process, right?
It's like my client who, very successful business, lots of money, everything was fine, but he couldn't find a relationship. So he came for a session for his relationship. And when I was praying and asking God, I was shown him to do the foundation account. So he started building the foundation account. And then now he's married with a family. And actually now he's got grandkids coming along. So it's just expanded in the last 25 years where he did this. And it was like this, the blockage was in his consciousness around money. It wasn't about the money he had. Because the women would feel, yeah, he's got money. They could see it, but they couldn't feel his stability. And the byproduct of doing the foundation was he gained stability and became attractive.
That is so interesting. So they knew he had money, but they couldn't feel stability, because there's a big difference between having money and being stable.
Yeah. And the sort of woman he was looking for was one who would be stable, would be building a family. It wasn't just about fun and everything. It was like, no, this is what he wanted. That's why he couldn't attract it. And again, he was a guy who got inherited the business and just kept the business running, but he didn't build his own foundation.
Yeah, because we can inherit money, right? But we can also inherit, I think you talked about the energy, the money energy from our parents, you know, everything. It's so interesting now, the things that we're learning, even like in our DNA, things that are passed from one to another, like we can feel the trauma of our ancestors. So it only makes sense that we would inherit even what we see.
I've had clients, we've worked on the money issues, and it came from the womb. So they couldn't understand why they have this problem. And it was because what mum was going through when she was carrying the baby, and it was just going into the fetus energetically. And so by doing the foundation, you actually build your own strength and pushes it out, which is pretty cool.
That's so interesting. And returning back, there was a question that I just plucked right back into me. How do you buy in? So you suggested everyone in the family should do a foundation account, or everyone in the business does a foundation account. How do you encourage your clients to communicate that to their family members? Like, what's an easy way if they've not read the book, if they've not listened to a podcast, or if they don't personally work with you? I'm trying to think of how I would say it. My boys would be like, oh, this is another one of mom's woo-woo things. I'd be like, yes, and do it. But
give them the end goal. If they're little, they're going to copy mom and dad. If mom and dad are doing their own, they'll want to do it too. If they're a bit older, like teenagers, then you can show them by example of what's happened for you, sharing with them over the dinner table. When I did my account, suddenly I felt relaxed in this issue in my life, which I've never had before. So you're sharing. So they get, I want a bit of that. They're always listening. When you communicate with the kids, sometimes they'll object, but they always listen. And then they go, maybe I want a bit of that. And then they'll come and ask you, or there'll be some way they'll find a way to do it, whether they buy the book themselves or whatever. But the little kids, they just follow mom and dad. There's a lot of, when they see your energy getting stronger, they want to be a part of that. Because as your confidence builds, you become very attractive. And confidence comes from building that foundation. When you feel really good in yourself, you have that solid foundation, then you exude this confidence and you become attractive to other people, including your family.
And you call that the, I don't want to get it wrong, abundant mindset modeling, right? To do that for our children. That's something that we can do for our children. I'm sure our spouse as well.
And see them. Like, I would have parents that would have a box before they went to the bank, that have it in the house, and they would show the kids what they're doing. So they would share it. And then the kids say, well, can I do it? And it's like, okay, well, let's see if we can get you up to a quarter or 5 cents or whatever. You sort of adjust the program for them. And they get excited because they're building their foundation. They have something they're building as well.
Yeah. And Daniel, do you think it's important, because nowadays everything is on a piece of plastic or a piece of paper. We don't really see physical money anymore. What does that do? Does that change the energy of it at all?
It does. I experimented for so many years on different ways to make this work. And it all came back to having it in your hand and then put it either in a box or a safe in the house, or you put it into a bank. If we just do it above, I would say always stay below the neck for results. If you're above the neck, whether it's just a transaction or a thought or whatever, it doesn't do anything. You have to take the action in the physical. And so it's more powerful to do this. And there's another story. I had a billionaire in Europe who wanted help. He never had a problem with money. And his deposit, weekly deposit, was 14 euros. He could buy airplanes with his pocket change. And it was like, but it was important because he inherited it. It was multi-generational again. And when he started doing this, it wasn't about the money. His stress disappeared and his family started to get closer to him as a result. As his stress dissolved, as he built up his foundation, his confidence grew, the kids started to gravitate more towards father. It was really cool.
That's so interesting. Yeah. And now, is there anything more that I'm trying to think of, anything else that would be just a great little nugget for our families before we hear all about more that we could learn from you in various ways?
A little trick to start, always keep your tank half full in your car.
Okay.
I talk a lot about what happens when the light goes on and that stress levels go up when your tank goes down. It's a very big part of the book. So a little trick, whenever you see it going below half, you fill it up again. Now, if you don't notice that and the light goes on, that's alerting you how unconscious you are about your environment. So having the practice of always keeping it half full, not only gives you a bit of more sense of security, but it also gives you that mindfulness of, I'm always abundant. I've always had half. I was extra. I'm not on reserve. So that's a little thing you can do. Another thing, I had so many clients call me during the beginning of COVID because I trained them about part of the process in the book is building up your reserves at home. And I'm sure it happened in Florida, the toilet paper issue.
Everywhere.
They were calling me because everyone had 3 months supply in their home, all my clients. And it was like, oh, I didn't have to go to the grocery store. I have everything taken care of. Just little things like that give you so much confidence in yourself that it exudes out and you don't get caught up in the craziness that's happening in your environment, in the world, because you have that security, that stability.
Yeah, I think that's so important to eliminate those things which make you feel out of control or less abundant. I think that's great. I think one thing that, as a personal example, I have a high drive for organization. We've got 7 people plus pets and foster kids and animals and whatever in the house. But I still like for things to be orderly, not freakishly, because we do every art project under the sun and like to make messes and whatever, but it has to have a place to go back to when it's done. That matters a lot to me. And so I was struggling with, I have these ideas of how to do it, but I don't have an abundance of time and extra hands to do it. And so I just kept being in this land of, gosh, am I ever going to feel settled and be able to fully be in a space without being like, oh, I should fix that. No, I should, you know, and just be shooting all over myself, as I say.
Yeah.
And so just this, in the last year, I've brought in professional organizers once a month and I just schedule them ahead of time, 2 days a month. I don't even know what they're going to do before they necessarily show up, but I know I have the confidence that if I see something that needs to be tended to, I know that they're coming. I'm going to be provided for. You know what I mean? It has that same mental feeling of like, your anxiety will be eased. Things will go where they belong. We will eliminate what's not necessary. And it just goes on from there. And it's just been such a big shift for me. And everyone in the house now sees we hold on to things less, as far as less attachment, as I know is important. And then filling it with things that we do intentionally attach to. And where does that live? But I think those were great examples. And it really sparked me as you were talking. I'm like, oh, that's been me with organizing this year. I feel cared for. I feel wealthy. I feel settled because my space feels content. So you probably started me on that path a while ago with some work we did together, I'm sure.
It's so wonderful because every 2 weeks you're getting this injection of peace, building that foundation over time, that consistency of it is building over time. It's going to start to build in yourself and the family. Mm-hmm. So it will have a runoff effect. It's great.
Well, Daniel, where can our listeners learn more about you or learn about your program? Where can we get this great best-selling book?
The book you can get on Amazon. That's not a problem. That's the easiest way to do it. And as far as the mastermind group, that'll be on danielwhitecoaching.com/community. And then you'll be able to get all the information there on it. It'll be launching early in 2024. So very excited about it, a few weeks away.
Yeah. Daniel, I so appreciate your time and energy that you've given us and all these wonderful tidbits. I can't wait to continue to learn from you.
It's my pleasure. I'm so good to see you again. This is great.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining the 18 Summers podcast and putting your family in priority position. Subscribe and leave a review and help other families just like you.